from the GPB Newsroom. I'm Ricky Bevington. If you are driving to work in North Georgia tomorrow morning, there could be snow. Forecasters say roads could be slippery. Rains will be transitioning to snow during the morning commute hours. The advisory covers Blairsville, Cleveland, Dahlonega. It lasts from tomorrow morning through early Friday. And, of course, we will be watching the weather for you throughout the day tomorrow here on GPB Radio. The State House is rejecting some spending cuts proposed by Governor Brian Kemp. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the chamber approved an updated budget for this fiscal year earlier today.
The amended budget passed 126-46 and now heads to the Senate. It's still smaller than what was passed last year, but the House rejected proposals to cut back on everything from food safety inspectors to public defenders. Here's House Speaker David Ralston after the vote.
I think the budget that left the House today is a much better budget in terms of taking care of things that Georgians need than the budget we were that was proposed to us.
The bigger test will come with next year's budget, where lawmakers will have to balance calls for increased spending and additional cuts to certain state programs. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Lawyers for the Department of Justice have responded to a lawsuit from a former contractor over the removal of the capsized ship Golden Ray from the St. Simon Sound. They say the company, Don John Smith, violated procedure for notifying defendants and filing the suit. The lawsuit argues the Coast Guard broke federal law that governs cleanups like the Golden Ray when it allowed the ship's owners to switch to a different contractor to remove the vessel. Well, Don John Smith also says the plan for removing the ship could cause an environmental disaster. The more than 650-foot vessel carrying 4,000 cars has been stuck off the Georgia coast since September. The Brunswick News is reporting a hearing on the case is scheduled for next Thursday. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.